Welcome everybody, Shiur number 1021. We're learning today Lilui Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbaron Zisel. Lilui Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe L'Refuah Shleima Sarah Fega Bas Leah Nechama L'Refuah Shleima Rivka Bas Miriam Yehudis. Getting back to our Malacha of Mechabe, putting out a fire. Okay, so I just want to talk a minute about, of course, when we talk about the Mechabe putting out a fire, we want to talk about Rachmon Aslan. It should never be Negei L'Maisa, but a fire, Rachmon Aslan, if a fire starts up. Now, we have to know, you know, we stress this, we talk about this constantly, and if there's any remote chashash of b'kuach nefesh, danger at all, or sofik b'kuach nefesh, or even a question of danger. We've quoted the Shulchan Aruch many times in Shin Chav Ches that says the person, if they go ask a shayla in such a case, they're called a ritzeach. You have to be very, especially when it comes to a fire, which is something that spreads very quickly. So one has to be extremely careful. It brings down the Sefer Shabbos Home and all this from bring it down that if there's even the remotest possibility, let's say Rachmon Aslan, a fire breaks out. It's a small fire. We're not getting into like possibly on the tablecloth. We'll talk about that, how to put around possibly. But a regular Rachmon Aslan fire, it could be a curtain. It could be possibly curtains. It could be a couch. It could be a carpet. It could be just stamina. The stove, anywhere, it's not an issue, but if there's even the remotest possibility that a particular fire poses a threat to human life at all, whatsoever, or other bit, not just the person in their house or all the other houses which it might be attached or even in the assuming area, one may extinguish the fire themselves on Shabbos. Likewise, one may, of course, use a telephone to call the fire department to come and extinguish it, of course, and all these type of things, because these are things that we can't even play with. Of course, somebody has to do whatever they could right away, but we have to know, you have to know to call the fire department that a lot of times people try and do it themselves and it gets even worse. Rachman al-Lusan, we should never know of these things. But it does come up and people should be aware that is rule number one. The slightest, remotest possibility that there's danger, 100%, all hands on deck, and not just the person themselves could put it out. Everybody there could put it out. It's not just we'll say, well, I'm the only one that'll do it. It's everybody else, you know, stand the watch. It doesn't work like that. Everybody has to do what they could to put it out. So that's what he says further. If a house catches fire and there's no danger, if a house catches fire and there's no danger to human life, one may taka not extinguish the fire themselves, nor may they explicitly tell a guy to extinguish it. Okay. Okay, but the Simon in Simon Shin Lamed Daled, I want to explain something. There's a Simon in Shulchan Aruch Shin Lamed Daled that talks about all these type of things, which the Sefer Shabbos Home brings down. He says himself that he doesn't want to get into it because the bottom line is that today, however, since a fire is in a house, Rachman Aslan, it's almost always constitutes a danger to human life, one generally is permitted to extinguish it. Therefore, we have not, that's why he says, therefore, he's not going to be, says Reb Simcha Benim Kohn Shlita in the Sefer, that they're not going to elaborate on these halachas. In general, nowadays, it's a different story. It used to be years ago, you had sometimes a house, you had far out and who knows where, and you know, in a place whereby there was no danger, and if it just burns down to the ground, nobody in the house. Today, it's a totally, totally different story, even if it's whereby houses are spread out. Rachman Aslan, we hear all the time that it catches on, and the grass and trees, and who knows what could happen, Rachman Aslan, and forest fire, and all these various different type of things. One has to be extremely, extremely careful. It kamat almost doesn't apply today. If there's something happens in a house, place on fire, one has to do whatever it takes. Get everybody to safety, of course. Call the fire department. One can't think about it twice. And whatever has to be done to put it out has to be done. Okay, so that's a very important thing to keep in mind. And of course, Rachman Aslan, if it does happen, not to start thinking, well, let me see, is there a possibility of danger? Is there not? Doesn't work like that. There's constantly always houses around and people around. And even if it's further, even if the other houses, I want to stress a little bit further, like in areas whereby they're spread apart, it could just catch grass. Everything, these things go, Rachman Aslan, so, so fast. And so many lives could be in danger we can't even imagine. All right, so it's a very important thing to keep in mind. Now, I just want to mention, he brings it down also, over there in Simon Shid, this whole Simon Lashin Lamadal, like we said in Shulchan Aruch, that they bring down various different halachas, again, pertaining to those days when it was a totally different story, a totally different situation, when items of the person, if there's a fire, what they could pull out, what they can't pull out, if it's a question of carrying, if it's a Sefer Torah, Sfarim, back and forth, I'm not going to get into all those halachas, kamat, like we said, is kamat, not negeya today, one has to be extremely, extremely careful. We're not going to get into it right now, we'll see possibly down the road, maybe a little bit. Okay, we'll take it from there. Now, there's another Indian in when it comes to Mechaba, which we'll have to talk about also, Mavri a little bit also, but by Mechaba, in reference to a Grama, but we'll leave that for now. I just want to end off with, we have to keep in mind also, brings down the Sefer Shabbos home, all the Inyanim of the electronic lights, appliances, all those things that we've been talking about throughout Mavri. We're not going to go through everything again. It's basically the same concept that all the things that, like we said, it's, when it goes on, it's a question of Mavir. When it goes off, a question of Kiboy, a question of Mechaber. So all these electronic appliances, whether you're dealing with lights, whether you're dealing with, whatever it is, fluorescent lights, incandescent bulb, whatever we said, we spoke about, most of it was, questions of, being over Midrabbanan. Even on the Mavir part, unless it was incandescent bulb, but a good chunk of it, and the same way, turning off all these things, like if somebody, we all understand, right, somebody turns off a light, on Shabbos, so that falls under the Isser of Mechaba. We're not going to get into right now the Rabbanan and the Rais, it doesn't make a difference, but all these things fall under the Isser of Mechaba. So whenever you're doing an action, a person turns off an appliance, for example, right? Just like we said, turning on an appliance you can't do is Mavir, so turning off that appliance, will fall under the, Malacha of Mechaba. Alright, so that's an important thing to keep in mind. And the same thing applies as far as the poiskim that we spoke about, the Lefi d'Chazanish, when it's Mavir, it's a question of Boina. And, so then the opposite would be a question of Saiseh, Boina building, Saiseh, destroying, taking it apart. So everything is sort of like flips the opposite when we deal with Mechabe, putting out a fire. Just an interesting thing he brings down. So that's the Fida Chazonish. The other Paiskim hold differently, but he brings down, according to the Paiskim, which we did talk about in Mavir, turning on an electric appliance is forbidden because of the problem that it generates sparks. Certain shitas that hold that. So, which is a violation of, the question of Moilid. So creating something, it's created moily, creating something new. So since turning off an appliance also generates sparks, it would also be forbidden under moilid, which is a creating a new item type of a thing. And you're creating sparks. So that's why he says turning off these appliances also many times generates sparks and it would fall under moilid. So just like putting it on is a question of moilid, putting it off would be also moilid if you know poiskim. But be it as it may, however you want to slice it and dice it, depending on which poiskim we hold, like we said, Chazanish would be boin and soiser, putting it on, turning off. Others just flay straight up, mavir and mechaba. So be it as it may, the same things would apply. It's just on the flip side, as far as turning on all these appliances, lights and everything we've been talking about throughout Mavir, the same way turning off would be on the flip side, the opposite, and would also be also to do, unless in the specific situations we spoke about how to work with it, so possibly with a guy and so on. So we're not going to go through all that again, but we refer everybody to all those shiurim. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, kol tov.